Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, June 14th. Today is Flag Day, and it is also the birthday of Sister Helen Vincent, and I hope Sister Helen has a happy birthday throughout the day. Well, we want to say congratulations to the Steve Vincent family and the Joel Gray family, particularly their children, Joseph Gray and Amber Gray, as they had a little baby boy today. Cole Gray has now entered into the world, so we say congratulations to the parents and to the grandparents there. Hope they have a wonderful day and many yet to come. Amen. And amen. So appreciate Brother Joseph and Miss Amber. Appreciate you praying for them and keep them in your prayers, if you will. Also, we're rejoicing in the Lord for our Lord's Day services. Hope you had a good weekend as well. We had a good time here in the house of God, and my family, we were privileged to have two of our sons preaching on Sunday morning and my dad preaching on Sunday night, and had a good time here in the house of God and then family visiting as well. And that was because of the wedding of Brother Matt and Sister Courtney on Saturday, and everything went well. Had a good wedding there, and we're grateful unto the Lord for that. Well, we've got a message queued up here that we'll go to in a minute. Do ask you to pray. Pray for our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church coming up on Wednesday, and then pray for this broadcast that God might use it, might speak to somebody's heart, might point them to Christ, and then maybe somebody that's discouraged, it might encourage them in the things of God, cause somebody to draw closer to the Lord. Surely we need revival. We need God to meet with us and God to help us. And so we'll be going to that message here in just a moment. Before we go to the message, we've got a song queued up here by Sister Helen. And this is an old song, goes back many, many centuries, actually. An old song entitled, Be Thou My Vision. And it is time to look into the scriptures again. We are in Matthew chapter number 7 still in the study of the Sermon on the Mount. We're looking at verse number 15 going down through verse number 20. We're talking about our Lord's counsel concerning prophets. We actually began this message on Friday of last week. We're carrying it over first couple of days of this week, and we'll continue that message today, and then Lord willing complete that message on tomorrow. Our Lord's counsel concerning prophets. And he's telling us how to detect the false prophet. He dealt with the mask of their disguise, the meaning of their deceit, the matter of their discovery, and now the method of their detection. Now, some of today's message will be repeat from Friday's message as we bring it into play so you can understand where we're going, and then into the new part of the message as well. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 15 is our text again. And Lord willing, this will be our final time in this particular text of these verses. Verse 15 through verse 20, still dealing with false prophets, particularly Christ's counsel concerning prophets. And in the concept of all this, remember that he's dealing with discernment. That's what this whole chapter, judging, proper judgment. Be careful not to give that which is holy to the dogs or cast your pearls before the swine. Being careful to ask God and ask him for the correct things. Be careful to enter into the correct path and escape the wrong path. And now he's talking about be careful with people. Amen. Verse number 15. Again, of our text, the Bible says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. We talked about their disguise, their deception, and their discovery. Now,
He's continuing, I think, the line of spiritual discernment. Walk in with your eyes open. It really goes all the way back into the sixth chapter where he talks about your eye being single. That you got your focus on heavenly things, not on worldly things. Now, today I want to preach on this fourth point, and I've called it the manner of their detection. The manner, the way that we can detect them, particularly verse number 16, the beginning of that, the first words, he said, ye shall know them by their fruits. He's saying, you can detect them. He said that again in verse number 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 16 and verse 20 are bookends to the rest of these verses that are saying the same thing, but it's saying there is a way to determine what these men are. He's telling us that you cannot go so much by the clothing they wear, but you notice the creeds, what they believe, what they hold dear to their heart. You notice the character and the conduct of these men. And so I believe he's saying that you can tell more if you'll watch their conduct, because their conduct will reveal their character, and their character is a product of their creed. It's a product. You are a product of what you believe. And so our Lord said there's a manner of detecting these people that reveals their character. Now, let me say this about, I said you can't tell by their clothing. Now, if they are dressing immodestly or even immoderately with fancy, flashy, over-expensive things, if it becomes obvious that they're trying to draw attention to themselves and those things are obvious, sometimes you can tell what's in a person's heart by the clothing they wear. Amen. You can get a pretty good idea. But our Lord's dealing with somebody that is attempting to conceal that. They're wearing a cloak. They're wearing a disguise. And so he's saying, here's some people that are pretending to be a sheep. They're pretending, they're donning the attire of a sheep, but in their heart, in their nature, they're still a wolf in character, a ravening wolf. They still have that nature. And so Christ then goes from the animal kingdom to talk about the plant kingdom. And he says, by their fruits ye shall know them. So he gives us the analogy of fruit-bearing trees, how these trees display their character and their nature by the fruit that they produce. Amen. Now, a person attempting to identify a particular tree might be confused by just looking at the leaves, could be confused by looking at the bark, could be confused by looking at the flowers on the tree or the branches on the tree, different things about that. But when you see the fruit, you know what kind of tree it is. The proof positive that identifies the tree is the fruit. For example, an apple tree produces apples. When it's in bloom, it may look like a peach tree. It may look like a pear tree. It may look like an orange tree. It may look like a multitude of fruit trees. It may smell in a way that you don't really know for sure. The size and the shape of the tree, the foliage, I'm saying all those things may be deceptive, but when those apples appear, you know it's not an orange tree. Amen. The fruit identifies the tree. And so our Lord says, look at the fruit of these men's lives. If they are bad men, if they are unprincipled, if they're selfish, if they act in private, at variance to their public show, our Lord says they're bad men. Pay no regard to their teaching. Amen. Because the fruit identifies the tree. Seems very obvious to me that our Lord's laying down some principles and some general rules about discerning the validity of a religious leader. Now, I want to say that that does not negate the fact that we are human. We may make mistakes. We do make mistakes. As a matter of fact, the phrase, when our Lord said a good tree, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. I've heard men say, does that mean that a good man can't mess up? No, that's not at all what it means. But it means that when you see when the truth of his life comes out, it'll be the truth of his life. It won't be that he's able to deceive, that he's able to disguise what is the truth that comes out on his life. Amen. We do make mistakes, but here's the thing too. When we're inspecting fruit, when we're trying to make a judgment. We got to remember we're still human. Amen. We're still human. We may be misled. We may be deceived. Even with this information given to us by the Savior, we may make an error or be confused in our judgment. We might write somebody off too readily, right? Or we might overlook some telltale signs, maybe because of friendship, maybe because of others that are friends and associates, a lot of different reasons, maybe because of our own emotions and whatever, maybe our own preconceived ideas, whatever it is, we may turn them off too quickly, or we may not turn them off when we should turn them off. I'm simply saying that we got to be careful that we don't put ourselves as the judge. Our Lord's given us some idea how to discern and tell us how serious it is, but we got to be careful that we don't just use our own reasoning, that we judge proper judgment, as our Lord has told us already in the text before. Amen. There's confusion in the religious world, and has been for a long time. Confusion in this world that you have to take people at their word. You don't have to take their word for it. You need to take God's word for it. People can claim a lot of claims. They can say a lot of things. That doesn't make it so. We don't have to be an ostrich with our head in the sand. We don't have to wander around in darkness. Matter of fact, when you got saved, there was an enlightenment that took place. You were in darkness when you was lost. We're not in darkness anymore since we're saved. Amen. We're not supposed to walk in darkness. We're supposed to walk in light. God brought us out of the darkness and into light. And I've got a number of verses. Look at Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Amen. In Luke chapter number 1, you don't have to turn, verse 78 and 79, it's talking about John the Baptist and him preceding Christ and the prophecy Christ would fulfill. He said, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Praise God. And so it takes an enlightening from the Holy Ghost. It takes an enlightening from God's word. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So many things that we could say. It takes the Spirit of God and the word of God to enlighten man to the truth. Turn to Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 18. Paul's given his testimony before King Agrippa. He says in verse number 18 of this testimony, Acts 26, 18, is this what God had told him he's going to use them for? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. He's to bring them out of darkness. That's what the gospel does. Amen. That's what gospel preaching is supposed to do. One more. 1 Peter chapter number 2. I'm simply saying that a spiritual birth brings an enlightenment. You're not in darkness anymore. No need to walk in darkness. Our Lord is showing us we can walk in the light. We need to walk with our eyes open since we're in the light. Amen. All right, 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. So we're walking in the light. And you know all those verses that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. 1 John 1:7. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all unrighteousness. The idea is that God brought us out of that darkness. I'm simply saying Christ gives us an enlightenment that we don't have to be in darkness. We don't have to be blinded to the false prophets and the frauds and the fakes and the phonies that are out there. Amen. But walking in the light must be continual. He brought us out of darkness and put us in the light. But our job is to walk in the light. He doesn't just say, be in the light. He says, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship. Over and over, he talks about, here's the light, here's the way, walk ye in it. The idea is it's got to be a continual walk, or else we may drift back into darkness. Our mind can be clouded with the things of sin. When you get away from church, when you get away from God, when you get away from Bible reading, when you get away from communion with God, the devil starts infiltrating your mind again. And if you're not careful, your feet will wind back up in darkness. I'm not talking about being lost, but I'm talking about you get to a place you can't even see. And he talks about you can be blinded. Amen. Turn to Hebrews chapter number 5, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to come back to Matthew in a minute, but Hebrews chapter number 5, there's a statement here that deals with what I'm dealing with very well, very clearly. Hebrews chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Now he's building up Christ as the high priest, better than Aaron, even better than Melchizedek. And so that's the order that he's got here. Verse number 11 of Hebrews 5, and I read down through the chapter. He said, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those," look at this phrase now, "who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Amen. He says you have your senses exercised. What senses is he talking about? Are these spiritual senses? Sure they are. But he's talking about spiritual hearing. You're dull of hearing. He's talking about spiritual seeing. You can't see spiritual things. He's talking to saved people, people that have been brought out of darkness into light. And yet he said, if you don't exercise that, you will not grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You will not grow in that spiritual discernment. Listen, it takes the grace of God for you to discern where you were when you was lost. It takes, just to realize where I'm at is an enlightenment of God. Amen. And is the grace of God for him to show you that. But if you're not careful, once you get saved, you can forget where you are now and what you're supposed to be doing now and drift back into those dull, dark, dreary days of the past. And I believe there's a danger of that in our materialistic world that we're living in. Amen. So I believe we see in the text here, Hebrews chapter 5, that spiritual senses must be exercised in order for us to be able to properly discern between good and evil. For us to be able to say, that's evil. Listen, we're living in a day, there's things that is just patently evil, and people cannot see that. And you wonder, how can they not see that? Then there are things that's just patently good, and they can't see what's good. Well, we need to grow in the Lord. We need to walk. We need to learn our Bible. We need to learn to pray. We need to learn to fellowship with God. We need to learn to walk with God. We need to learn to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Those things will help us have proper discernment concerning spiritual things. Now, I'm back to my text in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 16 particularly. He's talking about fruit. But you got to see it. You got to have spiritual senses to see it. If the fruit you're looking for is success, you can be very easily deceived. If the fruit you're looking for is charisma, you can be very easily deceived. If the fruit you're looking for is popularity, a suaveness, just a real ability, how to win friends and influence people, if that's what you're looking for, you can be easily deceived. Brother Richard Owen says this, and I think he's right. He said there's probably not one B actor in Hollywood. You understand what a B actor is? It's a lowercase, not a top-of-the-line actor. This is a second-rate actor. They're all less than second rate, to be honest with you. And let me plug this. Since I said that in that little joke, I'll go back to the actor in a minute. I got a phone call the other day. I told my wife about it. I got a phone call on my phone. It was one of those. It was from a local number, and it was a recording thing. And when I answered the phone, it said, "This is important." It says, "Are you paying too much for your television service?" I said, "Nope," and hung the phone up. I don't have a television service, so I'm not paying too much for it. But here's what I told her. Everybody that does have a television service is paying too much for it in money and maybe in other things. But so these B actors, here's what Brother Owen said. He said there's probably not a B actor in Hollywood that couldn't get up and preach. They could take my notes and preach my sermon better than I can as far as listeners are concerned. But they can't have the Spirit of God that we have. Amen. They could have it, but they can't with the lifestyle they're living and the beliefs they have. Amen. So the point I'm saying is this, that you gotta be careful that you're not discerning on just a fleshly level. So our Lord's going into this now, dealing with fruit, the statement that he said, what's for the fruit? It seems to me to indicate that you don't, it's not required that you have a degree in theology to be able to tell an apple from an orange. I don't think that you have to have memorized the whole Bible in order to be able to tell a fake when he's reading the wrong Bible. There's some things that he's saying here that should be obvious, and I think that's exactly what he's saying. In other words, there's some things you don't even have to have a lot of spiritual sense. Just a little common sense. Just a little common sense would say these guys are not what they claim to be. They're not what they're supposed to be. Their fruit is not right. So you ought to be able to spot a fake in that. And there's some things that common sense ought to allow you to be able to see through some of these false prophets that peddle their religious shyster techniques. Amen. Christ, again, says this in pictorial language, verse 16. Look at it again. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Here it is. Do men gather grapes of thorns? That's preposterous, isn't it? Of course not. A rose bush has thorns, but a grapevine does not. Blackberry canes have thorns, but a grapevine does not. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? It's as if our Lord was saying, who do you know that goes to the blackberry bushes looking for grapes? To paraphrase the lady that I used to pastor, surely you got better sense than that. That's what she'd say. I mean, just surely you got better sense than that.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.